How many did you do today?
I did 29 and a half. I was about 2 seconds away from 30. And I was trying to get it.
You did 29 in Boston? 29.
It was. I remember, but it's just I'm in shape. I've been out there with John Lucas. And, you know, I'm sober. I'm doing well with my life.
Thing with you, you even look more ripped than when you played at Memphis. That's tough to do.
Hey, that ain't gonna do it. I gotta knock down shots and defend like I'm supposed to.
What'd you get from today?
Just competing, high level motor. I had a great day. I feel like I did what I could and showed my niche. And hey, I feel good leaving.
What's your niche?
Competing to get wins. But I mean, we all know defense. Come on, we all know that. But I competed at a high level, and I'm a team basketball player.
The defense thing, obviously, you can do. That is your niche. What else in your game do you need to work on?
I've never told Tony Allen this, but I think I'm the best defender in the country. Don't tell T.A. that. But what else
you need to work on outside of the defense?
I mean, improving my whole game as it is. You know, you're never gonna be a perfectionist at this level, at this game. So I mean, whatever aspects you have as a basketball player, you need to improve every day.
Gee, what have the teams told you in terms of what they like in you and what they need to see improvement in you?
No, more consistent jump shots is my improvement, and anything other than that, they have no issue with. I can play above the rim. I'm one of the most athletic guys in the country. I mean, I look the part, so as they say, just do what I can to bring to the table, be a leader, and play basketball.
How special was this today, being in Memphis and working out for the Grizzlies?
I didn't feel it until I walked through the FedEx gym, and there was no court down. It was an empty gym, and I'm like, 2 years passed, and I'm so gracious and thankful for the opportunity that I had here in Memphis. And it's nothing like, I'm going to all these teams around the country, but it's nothing like coming into your hometown. I can say that I'm a hometown Memphis and practicing, trying to be a Tiger.
There's a chance that you won't be drafted. How do you process that? And is being drafted the only thing, or just getting an opportunity to be in the NBA?
I think I'm the draft sleeper. I know I'll be drafted on June 26th. I have no worries. I'm sleeping good in life.
But if you feel that strong about what you've done,
I feel that strong. I feel like it's not all out there on the net, because the other teams don't want to. When I leave these workouts with these teams, believe me, I'm on their radar. Believe me.
Yeah. What are you positioning yourself as? A combo guard, shooting guard, point guard? What are you?
Preferably, we'll say point guard, but I just want to be out there on the floor, no matter where you put me in.
I mean, when teams are looking at you, are they telling you what they're looking at you at which position?
Just I'm coming in, bringing a motor, playing at a high level, defending, just being a team player. You know what I'm saying? And if I got my role, I know I can fill into it, and just doing what I can, showing my niche, defending the best players in the country, and moving the basketball and scoring when I need to.
Are you seeing some of the things Josh Bassman spoke to you about during your years in Memphis?
Same exact stuff. I just seen Coach Bassman talk to him. Everything's well with him and the family. I'm ready to see Memphis Tigers basketball. I can't wait. I went down to the Finch last night. I got shots up just to stay sharp. Everything's well with me.
What does it mean to you to have him here watching you and supporting you?
That support, man. That's the reason I told University of Memphis. He's been recruiting me since my freshman year of junior college. He walked in the gym. I felt like I went over to him. I said, "What's up, coach?" The head coach for the Grizzlies right there. I said, "What's up, coach?" So it was kind of different, but I mean, hey, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Only so many guys get drafted. 60 will get drafted. If it doesn't work out for you, is that just another hurdle you're going to have to overcome and make it as a free agent?
I mean, everyone overcomes obstacles in their life. If I don't get drafted, it's like you said, it will be a hurdle. But, I mean, you'll know that you're hitting named Jaren Johnson in the NBA basketball game. That's for sure. And I love Memphis. It's my home. I told you I'll be living here one day. And hey, more power to me. Please keep up with me. We all family.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.